On the phone now, we have Claire Houghton. She's with the Boone County. She's the public information officer with the Boone County Health Department. Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling this morning. We got a press release yesterday afternoon. You've got Kevin here and then Ken Hartman over there. He's our news director. And basically, the Boone County state of emergency was reissued by the commissioners yesterday. Tell us a little bit about why that decision was made.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we have had an increase of cases, especially as far as our daily count goes. Like, I just got an update this morning, and one of our public health nurses informed us that we had 14 new cases added since yesterday, and so our total right now is 603. So we have seen an increase in the daily number of cases. Fortunately, we, knock on wood, we haven't seen a substantial increase in deaths, and let's hope that continues. But another point of concern is that we are definitely seeing an increase in cases in people who are 19 and younger. So referencing that daily case report that I mentioned earlier, it looks like she said we had five of our new cases were actually reported to be 19 and under. So the state of emergency, I know it sounds very scary.
Right, right.
That's just the name for it. So I've been a part of the COVID response basically from the get-go. I've been researching and reading about the virus even before it had a name. Basically, I remember reading a news headline that just says serious pneumonia-like illness popped up in China. And so we have been trying to stay ahead of the curve for as often as we can. And so this is kind of done out of an abundance of caution. We're trying to get ahead of this in case possibly maybe we start to see a larger influx of cases, and in case we start to see we're just a little bit concerned that we might start to see some of our local hospitals start to become a little bit overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically this renewing of the declaration is basically done out of an abundance of caution. We are trying to prepare for the worst but hope for the best. So basically the declaration allows us to try to get ahead of things and try to streamline some different processes among the different partners involved with the COVID response and also our unified command team.
Claire, has there been any one or two things that have cropped up that you think has led to this surge in coronavirus cases for you guys?
It's hard to say because that information isn't always reported to us.
Right.
We have hearing about some folks that had been returning from some COVID hotspots. Like, we know Florida is definitely a COVID hotspot right now. And then we did start to see an influx of cases after the 4th of July. So people probably going to backyard barbecues. I know there are a lot of graduation parties that are starting to pop up. So I think it's just a matter of people going to crowded areas or crowded events.
Have all the schools down in Boone County presented plans for you guys for reopening?
Yes, they have. And so what's been really great is we have been in constant contact with them. We have been working with them. They have been getting every single expert information that they can get their hands on. And so what's also been really helpful is they've all been kind of on the same page, and they're all kind of wanting to have a unified approach to this. So, yeah, they definitely have presented us with plans.
I take it the biggest concern is for those who may not understand, may not want to know how the best way to go about handling things. I'm talking about the kids primarily.
There's still a lot of unknowns when it comes to the kiddos. So research is starting to indicate that, we've known for a little while that it seems like kids tend to not get the illness as severely as adults do. And, of course, there are kids out there who can, especially those with pre-existing health conditions. But we've had research from a couple of different groups that are thinking that it's possible that kids usually kind of in the kindergarten-ish age are actually less likely to spread the infection to others, which is very interesting because we know that kids that age are kind of little mini petri dishes. And so we've kind of figured out the what. We haven't quite figured out why that is, but I think that'll only come with time. but we've seen data that suggests that the older kids, so kind of the middle school and high school ages, are more likely to spread it kind of like adults. So there are a lot of unknowns, and unfortunately we just need more time in order to figure out more specific information. But we certainly have come a long way from the beginning of the pandemic, where we really didn't know a whole lot of anything, but we're finding out a lot more.
How big a concern do you guys have down there for the kids, especially your older kids, who may be asymptomatic, we'll say? They take it home to mom and dad, and then mom and dad takes it to grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. How big a concern is that for you guys?
That's definitely a very large concern, and we're trying to, so the different schools are trying to find ways in order to mitigate the spread. So we're working on doing what they're calling cohorting the students. So the students are basically assigned specific groups, and we try to make sure that those kiddos try to stay in those groups. So if one child does become infected, then we know what kiddos that person has been with. And so that way we can inform the families, just say, hey, there's some extra precautions you might want to take. It's possible your child has been exposed. Here are the steps going forward. You should probably look into getting your kiddo tested, and there are precautions that you need to take at home in order to mitigate the spread there.
So have most of the businesses down in Boone County went to mandatory mask wearing yet? Or I take it schools are going to be doing pretty much that.
I haven't noticed individual businesses, and part of that is because I have been staying at home for the most part. I have discovered online shopping and curbside.
I understand that.
Stores, yeah. Personally, but mm-hmm. I have noticed there are a lot of chains that are starting to make that happen. So I know Kroger, CVS, Walmart, and I think some of the pet stores, and so there really has been a considerable increase in larger chain stores that are starting to mandate masks.
So,
I was going to ask you real quick, Claire, about the importance of wearing masks, because it has been almost turned political in some respects.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be, right?
No, it really shouldn't be.
We've seen all the things on Facebook, the little cartoon drawings of, you know, how if one person's wearing it, it'll protect some.
Yeah.
If both people are wearing it, protects better. You know, so that's very much common sense, absolutely.
Yeah, but unfortunately there's a lot of bad information going on out there, and a lot of old and outdated information.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are upset that masks were not recommended at a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what's great with new research is that it allows us to change our minds, and it allows us to change the best recommendations based upon the information that we have. And so we are allowed change our minds and to change the data and to change the recommendations when we start to learn more information. And I think that's one reason why bloodletting isn't necessarily recommended anymore.
Right.
We have learned that there are better practices. And it's okay to say, okay, we were wrong at that time. But new research has definitely come out that says that we need to wear masks in order to protect others. There is some level of protection against the mask wearer from possibly inhaling infected droplets, but the main intent is to protect others from the wearer, just in case that person is asymptomatic, because we do know that there are a large portion of people out there who either they're too early in their illness, where they're not exhibiting any symptoms, but they could still be infectious, or maybe they don't have any symptoms at all, or maybe they've got the sniffles and they're feeling a little achy, but they think, you know what, this is probably allergies, but it could be COVID, and we know that those folks, they can still definitely infect others.
Claire, we really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, we may reach out to you over the next couple of weeks as well.
Yeah. Okay, looking forward to it. Thank
and,
you.
And please feel free, if there's anything that comes up that you want to have out, please feel free to let us know. We greatly appreciate it.
Okay, sure thing.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Claire Houghton, Public Information Officer with the Boone County Health Department.